This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
In-season or off-season, you and your car make a great team. Take care of it with Chevron with Techron. For unbeatable cleaning and mileage, it's a winning play. Chevron, together ahead. And Seth, we're going to come to you to kick off hour number two here because we just heard from the quarterback. We just heard from the head coach. I'm going to go ahead and let you just bat lead off and talk about whatever stood out the most to you in those two press conferences.
You know, what stood out the most to me was what Tua said right at the top of his press conference, guys. He said, we played like the team we wanted to be at the beginning of the year. I think that's what was most important, and it probably speaks to the way we feel right here, and it certainly speaks to the way I think our fans feel, because, look, losing sucks. Nobody enjoys losing, but losing is even worse when you expect to be better, when you expect to be – and so, you know, well, why did these guys expect it? Clearly, Tua, Coach Flores, and the rest of this Miami Dolphins organization thought that they would be better than they were earlier in the year, but right now they're playing like the team that they thought they would be. And that's, you know, that to me speaks volumes. And I think that we're not only seeing those results in their play juice, but the confidence. That also tells me that those guys are playing with a certain level of confidence, because now they're starting to see the results that they expected to see. And my hope is that we will continue to see those results.
Yeah, Big Seth, you know what's crazy is that, you know, we heard this talk. We've heard this, you know, all this rhetoric before. And, you know, when your team is losing, you don't believe it.
Right.
You know, when coaches talk about how they prepared very well, you know, how they did all these things very well, the attention to detail is very well, and we just didn't have the results. I'm like, what? But I think now we're all believers now.
But does that consistency, does that kind of spark this winning streak? Because if he goes a different direction, isn't the same guy, because that was what we heard about Brian Flores all along, was he is the same guy every day, win or lose. Does that kind of help this team get on the back around the back track, because he was saying the same things when they were losing as they did when they were winning?
Yeah, we weren't believers, Travis. I think what he was saying is probably accurate. And now they're making those plays that we thought they should make. They're making those, you know, the adjustments and doing the assignments. It's all about assignments, alignments, and all that other stuff. You know what I mean?
Alignment, assignment, right?
Alignment and assignment. And we weren't getting that done as a team. I think they're getting that done as a team. And you can look at film, and honestly, this game is literally a game of inches. So if it comes to alignment and you're off a little bit, a few inches, a foot, that could change the outcome of a play. If you're not making that one tackle, that one play, that changes the outcome of a play. This game literally, figuratively and literally is a game of inches. And Coach Flores, come on, man. This dude's been doing it for a long time. He knows the difference between winning and losing, obviously, from where he's coming from, the pedigree. But he also knows how to win. And when guys are not making those little adjustments, those little plays, those little things, being in the right place where they're supposed to be, it's the difference between winning and losing. And that's been our difference. We got beat down a couple times this year. You know, think about it. We'll be 5-7 now. We got beat down a couple times, but otherwise lost in late-minute field goals. We've lost in turn the ball over. We've done some of the little things that have made us lose football games. Nothing's been pretty, but this is the NFL. It doesn't have to be pretty. All you got to do is come away with a dub at the end of the day, you know. So
today was pretty.
It was pretty.
It was really
today
pretty.
Today was beautiful. Today was the most beautiful game we've had, you know. So just what I'm saying, though, man, when he was saying that, people were like, yeah, whatever, coach. But now we understand exactly what he was saying, and we believe what he was saying, and the players believe it.
Right. Well, that's the most important part. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
But maybe we should have been believing. You know, I said this early on, guys. The mark of a Brian Flores team with what we've seen in three seasons is they improve as the year goes on.
Absolutely.
And we saw that from the year where no one expected anything out of this team. In fact, a lot of people, and he shut it down quickly, but they threw out the tanking word, you know, and that the only time we're allowed to say tank in this organization is the fish tank, right?
Sure.
But team, the way that team was playing at the end of the year, certainly what we saw last year. Look, the stats right here. You guys are laughing at me. I pull out this. Brett and the rest of the PR team is doing all this work. Brian Flores is now 16-6 in games after Halloween since he's been a head coach.
I love that.
They're 10-3 in November in games since he's been a head coach. So you gotta give some credit to the coaching staff, starting with Coach Flores, but the rest of this coaching staff for getting these guys ready to play. We got to figure out what the hell's going on where you lose 7 at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Like that, you know, that is not a way that you can withstand, I think. You can't withstand that in this league long term, right? You can't go out and spot everybody else in the division
league,
7 losses.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Yeah. But if they can figure out how to get things going early on, like they figured out that darn second quarter today, you know, I think that we've got something here because, man, it is unbelievable to see what this team becomes late in the season.
I just really hope we don't look back at one of these games and say, man, if we just
were it all the time, listen. Travis. We do that all the time, Travis. Yeah. That game, this game, and that game, right?
Exactly, man.
If we could've, should've, would've, man. And that's the thing about it, man. And I was like, it's so funny because just walking the corridor today, you know, everybody's talking about this game, that game we already played. My biggest point was you can't look back. All we can do is look forward to the games we've got ahead of us, man.
Right?
And look at the schedule ahead of us.
All we can do is look for the Giants, all right? Because Travis is ready to line them all up.
Course,
he's even got playoff
scenarios.
We're now
number two, so we can do that.
Listen, if you're going to look ahead at all, you just look at the Giants, all right? If I've learned anything from Brian Flores, it's that.
No, that works for me. You also sniped two of my stats I was writing down. The 16-6 after Halloween, that's a great stat. 10-3 in November, what a great stat that is. But I also want to talk about something Coach said that about one player that I think is actually the fact for another player as well. He talked about Jalen Waddle, right, Juice, in early, a guy that puts in the work. We saw him blocking today. And Coach also mentioned that he's a part of so many plays where he's kind of the one setting things up to set a pick for a guy or create a chance for another guy. And we finally got to see him be on the receiving end of one of those today for a 57-yard play. Another guy that I want to talk to you about that is Christian Wilkins, Seth, because I think you had told me coming in here that someone mentioned that his production could be even more, but he does so many plays. That last sack where we were celebrating Phillips' fourth sack of the game. But
thought we were.
He falls off the quarterback. Wilkins comes in and cleans it up. But I thought that was Christian's sack because he came in on that, and Juice loves talking about the TE stunt, baby. He comes in and wipes out the guard and tackle, creates a lane for the pass rusher, but he's the one that really made the play, right? So I just think that that's the mindset of this Dolphins football team.
Well, that's the way it works anyway. I mean, Phillips got a sack earlier where Wilkins really blew up the play and ran the guy into Phillips on the backside. So that's going to happen. But go look at the stat sheet. See who's at the top of the tackles right there. You know,
Christian.
It's Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
So to your point, Travis, he's been playing great football all year long. And, it was nice to see the big fella get one there. Jalen got a few today, so he was doing okay.
No, he did get himself a three-piece, which I think
Did he get a biscuit with it?
Does he? Is that how
I don't
it
know. I mean, you got to get a three-piece. You got to have a biscuit with that, man, and maybe fries.
A lemonade or something.
Yeah, lemonade
in there, too.
I was apologizing to Seth up in the press box for celebrating Jalen passing Jason Taylor's rookie sack mark. And he was like, hey, Travis, JT's got plenty of pelts.
I mean, it was like, you know, fifth. He was in fifth.
Yeah.
JT was tied for fifth with Derek Rogers. We can give that one up.
I mean, it's impressive. I do want to come back and talk about that draft class here in a future segment. Maybe the game ball segment. I'm not sure. But you look at this draft class, man. They are getting after it. Let's go ahead and save that, though, for another segment here.
Sure.
What's next, guys? What do we got here coming up? I mean, Tua spoke to the media. Flores spoke to the media. Anything else that kind of stood out to you there, Seth?
Yeah.
Or Juice, even?
Go ahead. No, I mean, I think.
Yes, there is. Go ahead.
I think Tua in general, man, talking about how all three phases, we've talked about this over and over and over again, the complimentary football. And today was definitely the most complimentary football we've seen from the Miami Dolphins. And Tua is so smart about the way he handles his business, man. A true leader. you know, in terms of like talking about the guys that are doing well, not killing anybody that's not doing well, but giving praise to all the team, all of his teammates. And that's what you have to do. Great leaders, they take the blame when it's really not their fault. You know, they don't want all the praise when it could be, you know what I mean, when it should get more praise. And that's the way Tua's handled his team, man. I've noticed more and more and more just watching through, you know, through social media, through being in the stands. I see more number one jerseys or T-shirts out there. I hear people talking about how they are Tua fans. I've become the biggest Tua fan. We've already had Seth Tungavaleva already. He's already been on board.
We know about me.
Travis already from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Wait,
you,
so you're taking
you got
it
one
running
two,
with it now?
One and two. I'm a true Tua fan. I really am, man, because it takes some time. I think somebody mentioned today is like game 16 pretty much, right?
He has started 16 games in his NFL career
16
now.
Starts. That's one season right now.
I need you to save those numbers because I'm coming back to that later.
All right, bet. 16.
Since I've sniped all his stats.
Yeah, right.
But you gave me the damn stats.
Don't you say anything else, Seth. Don't say a word about anything else. All right, let Travis get his words in, all right?
Okay.
And so, but yeah, man, you see it. And then you see the young guys that are as complimentary pieces. You know, think about this. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. Still not another big game. No big game at all from Gesicki. You know what I mean? And he's one of our main guys. The fact that you got a quarterback that can distribute the rock, find different guys and make plays, we're able to run the ball a little bit today. We've got a team now that's starting to come around, and it starts at the top. Not just Coach Flo, top of the offense. Top of the offensive guy, the quarterback is the top of the team.
Just he completed 87% of his passes today.
Period.
I mean, think about that.
Over the last 2 weeks, what'd you say it was?
84% of his passes over the last 2 weeks. I mean, if 8 out of every time you drop back, it's completed, that's a pretty good
point. Yeah, I mean, honestly, let's be real. We haven't had anything major.
I don't care. Keep the sticks moving. I know guys who didn't blow the top off of the defense every time but they moved the chains.
Oh, who's that?
And they did pretty well. They took home some hardware for
sure
that.
They sure did.
Okay.
They sure did.
This
sure.
guy right here on my left?
Keep it spinning.
Keep it spinning, baby. I mean,
keep that ball spinning, baby. That's all that matters, right?
Hey, did you see his spike today?
I did. It was huge.
You like that?
It was huge.
Okay.
I've seen some guy
little waddle wobble, though.
I get it now.
That's my favorite.
But I'm going to tell you what, man. When you do a spike, man, you got to mean it.
He meant that one.
He caught that in traffic.
He felt like he was about 6'5", 230 on that.
That thing's
like
got to go higher than that crossbar, than the uprights, man.
He did.
I think it did.
That was like his message to the Indian burial ground, right? I'm going to spike into that thing and kill the curse here.
That's right.
At the stadium, whatever we're calling it. So there you go. We're going to come back and talk about game balls. We're going to have the drive of the game. Plenty more to come here on the post-game show. Get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Again, the final score from Hard Rock Stadium. Dolphins 33, Panthers 10. You're listening to the fifth quarter postgame show on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins, is now offering the perfect checking account with a Miami Dolphins branded debit card. This account offers rewards for Dolphins. Become a member today. Visit finscu.com for details. Certain restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. It's that time again. Let's hand out some game balls.
We don't break. All right, that was a great job, and we got it from everybody. Offense, big drive, defense, making a stop at the end. We're going to make these corrections. We're going to get better. We're going to stay with our process, though. We're going to stay with our process. All right, let's get ready to go. Call it up, though. Call it up.
Let's go. Finish on three. One, two, three.
It's time to present today's game balls with Travis, Seth, and OJ.
Well, I was going to throw it to one of my teammates here, but I'm going to go ahead and be selfish because the Apple Cup streak is over. 9 years in the running, the Washington State Cougars took that win. So I'm taking the game ball first off here, and I'm going to the quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa.
Shocker!
The biggest shocker of the day is me taking him. 108.9 passer rating against the NFL's top-ranked passing defense. Guys, there's this like Tua stan versus Tua non-believers rift on Twitter, and I saw one of his biggest detractors say before the game this week, if Tua balls out, we have to accept that he's the guy. Well, he balled out today, and he's been balling out. The 16-game stats of his career
you
now that he's been starting, he is a 67% passer, 351 completions on 524 attempts, 3,515 yards, 21 touchdowns, 11 picks. That's a 90.5 passer rating. Oh, and by the way, 6 rushing touchdowns to go along with that. So I'm a believer in this kid long term. And how about the fact that since he came back, guys, well, he's had some time here and there, but going back to the Buffalo game, 46-yard completion to Mike Gesicki for a big gainer. Missed a little bit of time. Then 64 yards against Baltimore to Albert Wilson. 65 yards to Mac Hollins in the game against the Jets for a touchdown. And today, 57 yards to Jalen Waddle. The big plays are coming. The efficiency is there. The touchdowns. We got rid of the one mistake today, so that was out the door as well. Big game for Tua. Again, he's trending in the right direction, Juice. Who is your game ball?
Man, I mean, come on. Hey, you know, shocker. Shocker for me, too, right, Big Seth?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let's see. Everybody take a big guess. You're right.
Waddle's my man, Waddle, man. I love his Waddle, man. I even love the spike even more today when he got up in the end zone, man. How about this? In a couple of weeks, man, he's got 17 grabs, over 200 yards, a score, but big play after big play after big play, moving the chains, man. Waddle's starting to get it, man. I was watching the game today, and you see him all over the place. He's in the slot. He's outside. He's inside. He's running the jets. He's doing all kinds of things, man, what you do with a playmaker like that. So we finally are getting what we wanted and expected out of our, you know, our first-round pick, our first-round pick this year. And Jalen Waddle, man, I just love him, man. I talk about it all the time, man. Everybody wants to get on me about, you know, all these other guys that we probably could have taken. If it wasn't for Waddle's injury, he'd been the first. We wouldn't have Waddle.
Nope.
If Waddle didn't get hurt, we would not have Waddle. Can I say thank you for the injury?
Nah, let's just not go there.
Same
let's
thing
just ride
really.
This production.
Because we've got
let's
this guy.
Let's not talk about the
injury. We've got this
same
guy right here,
just ride
man.
The production.
And I am all in on number 17, Jalen Waddle, man. And I think a lot of people are too, man. So, you know, my game ball, of course, goes to the wide out.
Juice, he is absolutely
Jalen Waddle. He's special,
have an open assault on the Dolphins record.
And you were telling me some
receivers.
Please tell me more about it, Big Seth.
Yeah,
well, first of all, he had his first 100-yard game
correct.
Of the season, but he got those 100 yards. In the
right
first
away,
half.
immediately,
and so going this time, we have to go back to Juice's draft class. The last time a Miami Dolphins player had 100 yards and a half, it was your guy Terry Kirby,
DK.
Who I saw in the hallway coming over here. It was double-edged sword with him. He's happy for the Dolphins the way they played, but you know, so he got leapfrogged with receptions, his rookie reception record today. So he's now third. He's in third place, and Waddle, you know, Jarvis Landry. Jalen Waddle's coming after you,
right?
All right? He's coming after you there with receptions. But, yeah, TK was the last guy to have 100 yards receiving in a half for the Dolphins as a rookie. Farrell Edmonds was the only other one. So that means no Dolphins rookie receiver, not even the great O.J. McDuffie, had 100 yards receiving.
I got no burning offense then. I got no burning offense as a rookie.
But Jalen Waddle did it today. But, you know, the four touchdowns, right? So he's climbing up there. He's chasing, I think, Jarvis. He needs one more to Ty Jarvis there for third place.
And the rushing touchdown, too.
And he's got the rushing touchdown as well. And I think he's going to chase down Chris Chambers with the yardage as well.
Right.
You know, I saw Chris on Twitter this week, and he said, hey, I did it in the 16-game season. Well, guess what, Chris?
He's going to be sort of 16.
Might do it in 16 games as well. And that 17th, he might just put a little cherry on top. So, and listen, while we're on the topic of the last two draft classes, we heard it from Brian Flores in his press conference. I was leaning in a different direction. But how could you ignore what Jalen Phillips was doing out there?
Let's go.
Every time you turned
Let's
around,
go.
He's knocking the quarterback down. Had three sacks today. So A.J. Dewey and Marco Coleman are the only other rookies in Dolphins history who had three sacks in a day. But now he's up to 6.5 on the season. He moves into fourth place all time already for sacks by a Miami Dolphins rookie. And I don't think he's done either,
no,
guys.
Right.
I don't think he's
– Oh, it's just beginning,
he's
right?
just starting to figure it
just
out.
Beginning.
He really is just starting to figure it out.
So you heard Coach Flo talk about that, man. He's been the guy that's been the pick guy. Now he's going to be the guy that we're going to free up a little bit more.
Yeah, well, they need to. They need to get him out there. But they all are working so well together.
Oh, it's so
and
good.
It's – You know, you see him on the right end. Next thing you know, he's lined up inside of Ogba. Next thing you know, I mean, everywhere, they're moving him all around.
And that's the difference we've seen.
Everywhere
yeah, Big Seth, these young guys are starting to be able to go different places on the field and make plays. Before, you had to line them up and play it. You got to line up here. You got to line up here. Even Waddle, you got to line up here in the slot, and that's it. Now they're moving him. He's outside. Same thing with Jalen Phillips. You can put him inside, outside. And, man, what a – and that's being smart, guys.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that we talked about with the Dolphins, drafting smart guys and that can play multiple positions and go out there and do it.
But these are smart guys who are also incredibly athletic, like jumping off the charts athletic. So, you know, look, you're talking about the first pick from last year's draft, the first two first-round picks from this year's draft. They're getting great production. And all the noise that people had earlier on in the season, and I understand where it came from, man, you can't judge a draft class after five games. You can't judge a draft class after a season or two, quite frankly.
Bro, I sucked as a receiver my first year because I didn't know enough.
Well, there you go.
You know, you don't. You the game is so different. No matter if you played at UM, you played at Alabama or Penn State, you're not. You don't know enough because you're playing as grown men, and you've got to learn so much more, man. So yeah, five games in, Seth, you're right, man. You can't judge those guys, but watch now. Watch how they start rolling, bro.
I mean, look, they're going to be enshrined in all time in the record books.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be in the record books here. They're going to. I think that they're going to set some records.
All these old heads, man, they hate these records, man, dropping.
Yeah,
you know, that's why you hear. That's why TK was like, yeah. But yo, it's part of it, bro.
He was happy though. TK was happy, and look, you know, listen, gotta give him a little bit of love, not just because it's your draft class. He had all those catches coming out of the backfield.
He did.
And you know. Potentially with one eye. Did we draft a blind guy?
We drafted a blind guy.
And he had 74 receptions. So shout out to Terry Kirby. Listen, I think that's great when you get to bring up guys from 1993. It took that long for those records to start to fall.
Absolutely.
But, man, oh, man, you like to see it from the guys that you drafted. So my game ball goes to Jalen Phillips. I'm not going to throw up at you here because that's not what I'm going to do. Steph, I just got Steph's attention.
You better not.
I don't do that kind of thing.
Yo, you get in trouble for that.
I don't even care what he did in college right now because I –
He's with my squad now. He's with my squad.
He can take home a Seth Levitt game ball today, and I'm sure he's really excited about it. He might put it on Twitter.
Yeah, let's go ahead and finish off with the Go Cougs. Why not? So, Juice, you were saying
– You know that half of our listenership doesn't even know who you're talking about?
I don't care. I know that, and I don't care. We're gonna keep doing it because it's a bit here officially. But, you know, back to Juice's point about, you know, his rookie season, I'm not going to say he sucked, Juice. I don't. He didn't suck, bro.
As a receiver, I wasn't very good.
But think about that Bills game. We were all upset about that play where Mike gets the snap off of his chest and the fumble. And it's because Waddle wasn't lined up right, right? And now he's – think about how long ago that feels like. Five games ago feels like a lifetime ago. And just to kind of follow up on both your guys' points here, you know, Jalen Phillips rushing from the inside, rushing from the outside, the games they can run because of his versatility. Oh, by the way, the other draft pick after that guy, Javon Holland, had a pick today as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Greer, tip your cap to him. He's having a hell of a run right now.
Everybody's been killing him. Look now. What are you saying now? Give these boys some time. Right, exactly.
Give them his damn flowers. And then back to Waddle real quick. You know, Juice, you talked about getting him at 6th overall. You got him knowing he's a 4-2 guy who had a 1,050-plus-yard touchdowns at Alabama. That's right, a billion. But, Juice, third down, contested catches, the holding call that they did not call in that 3rd and 6 where he completes for 11 yards, a great throw in traffic there. He goes up and makes a contested catch. He's so sure-handed, and you saw that on the touchdown too, man. Like, that's why he's the 6th overall pick, right? He's not just a fast guy like John Ross was a couple years back. He does everything well.
And that is critical. You look at some of the guys that went before him, and there's only one receiver, you know, Ja'Marr Chase that went ahead of him. How much dirty work is he doing? You know, I don't know. I don't watch enough of their games because I don't really care to watch any of their games. You know what I mean? Even though he might be on my fantasy football team at times. But at the same time, though, man, the more you can do, the better off you are as a football player. We only dress out 47. You know how many guys have to have multiple roles? I mean, he's returning punts, blocking, you know, he's catching passes, he's running the ball and jet sweeps, all kinds of different things. Dude, being that multifaceted, man, is impressive, man. And that's the type of guy that Jalen is, man. And it's so much fun to sit out there and watch him and see the progression, to see him growing week in, week out, man. I mean, it's awesome, man. And like you talk about, big props to Chris Greer, you know, because everybody sits there and they want to sit there and talk about a player or the draft class right away. You can't do that. You got to give them time, especially the first half of the season and in this year two with some of these other guys, and it's starting to pan out really well. There's still a lot of work to do. Come on. There's some guys that we have that aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing yet, but it's going to work out. But the guys that we're talking about right now.
They're producing, man.
This year and even last year.
He might have 100 catches this year. You know that, Juice.
Yeah. Stop
it. He is on pace to have 100 catches.
Well, I don't care about that. I'm already past that. Get 120 then, player.
You talked about Ja'Marr Chase. He's only got about 120 more yards than Waddle right now. And if you go to Pro Football Focus, they have Jalen Waddle going back to that Bills game as their highest graded rookie receiver.
1,000%.
And like the 10th graded receiver overall in the National Football League. So he is coming on. He is balling. We're going to talk more about that. We have the drive of the game still to come your way. Plenty more to come here. But first, get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Again, the final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 33, Panthers 10. It's 4 straight wins. You're listening to the 5th Quarter Postgame Show on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches. Check out South Florida's ultimate entertainment destination with world-class shows at Hard Rock Live, award-winning dining at Suppresso and Council Oak, and much, much more only at Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood. We're coming up right now on the Drive of the Game. The Lexus Drive of the Game is brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers who encourage you to experience amazing. And last week, it was Tua to Mac Hollins for 65 yards and a touchdown. This week, it was Tua to Waddle for 57.
Durham Smythe was the lead blocker on that last one. They put him in motion now. Play action fake. Back to throw. Gets it off. Waddle! He's got a hole! He's at the 40! The 30! They got to catch him! And they do from behind. They push him out at the 13-yard line.
Oh, we've been waiting to see that speed.
Dante Jackson caught him.
How about that run?
57 yards.
You are right, Joe. We've been waiting to see that big play. Jalen Waddle out in space. I still can't believe he got caught. But I'll tell you what. I got to give it to him. Hunter Long playing tight end, coming from the left side, coming across and clearing out that zone. Tua put the ball on Waddle, and Waddle did the rest.
That drive is capped by a 3-yard Miles Gaskin touchdown rush. It goes 6 plays, 73 yards, 2 minutes, and 53 seconds off the clock. And they sniped me right there on the comments I was going to make. I talked about how I've been dying to see Jalen Waddle catch a pass and get into the open field like that and run and see that 4-2 speed. But I said the exact same thing as JT said there. How the heck did he get caught, Juice?
Oh, my God. It's so funny because, I hate this stuff. But I always talk about, you know, my experience like watching the game. And I said the same thing to Mark Duper. I'm like, Duke, do you get caught out the back end there? And he said, no, I don't. I said, you know what, Duke? You didn't play against 4-3 and 4-4 safeties. You played against 4-6 and 4-7 safeties. That's why your ass was able to get in the end zone those plays right there. He said, whatever, Juice. I was like, yeah, whatever is right. I thought he was going to come out the back end of that and get into the end zone too. But these guys are much faster, much quicker, you know what I mean, and greater athletes. But it was so nice to see that explosive play from Jalen on there, man. It was really nice. And, you know what I mean, he's coming along so well, bro. And he's going to learn a lot more about the game as it goes along. But to have that big explosive play and have the guys that, you know, out there in front or doing their job to give them those opportunities – it's huge. And that's a short play, Seth. That wasn't long. That wasn't 57 down the field. That was a quick one, and then he got him 57 after that, man. It was nice.
Yeah, for sure. And look, are you getting style points, or are we going to play the result, right?
Right.
So that's the thing. Everybody wants – and you talked a lot about it last week on the play to Mac Hollins, and, well, he had to come back for it and whatever. Let's play the result. He scored a touchdown on a deep play. 57 yards. And Waddle needed that. I think as much success as he's been having, boy, we talked a lot about it because Juice has game balls. You've already got his name painted on a game starts.
And I got more for the rest of the season, too.
But he never lets you down.
I got more ready for the rest of the season. Yeah. He already got his name on it.
No. I love it. So, you know he's been wanting to break one loose a little bit, and I'm sure they're going to give him a hard time for getting run down. I don't know what happened there at the end. But here's the other thing about that drive. So the score is 14-7. You think you're kind of in control, but, you know, any one crazy play, and we worry about the one negative play, could change things. You get the ball, and we also complain all the times about the 12-play or the 14-play drives, Juice, and the too many opportunities to make mistakes, and we don't want to sit here and that you can't think and dunk your way to a victory for every drive, 10 drives a game. Well, they didn't. You know, they went, what'd they go, 6 plays, 73 yards, and next thing you know, they've blown the game wide open, Travis. It's 21-7, and they never looked back from that point. I think at that point, they just kind of stole the soul of Carolina. That and, you know, the fact that we were – knocking the you-know-what out of Cam Newton.
Right.
And that offense just, I think it took all the air and the life out of them. But at 21-7 and the fact that they couldn't move the ball, it was over. It was a wrap at that point.
Yeah.
So that drive, I love that is the drive of the game. I think it was – it really is a drive that changed – I don't want to say it changed things, but it solidified the way this game was going to go the rest of the day.
No, that's a great point. Your second quarter, you've been on that for 12 weeks
man.
Now. Rightfully so. Because
laying eggs the whole year in the second quarter.
Hopefully this is the turnaround where it kind of becomes a four-quarter complimentary game. But I even look back at this, Seth, like missed extra point. You had a muff snap that basically was a 6-point swing at the end of the first half. The sack on the first drive that knocks him out of field goal range. That 6-play, 19-yard, 6-minute drive, one of the craziest ones I've ever seen. That was a drive where they could have had more points. Like this could have been a 50-burger if they just would have made a couple of more
50
plays
burger.
Yeah. I'll take a 50 burger anytime.
What a side of fries.
Last thing I want to talk to you about was, did you hear JT's call there about Hunter Long?
Hunter Long, we talked about him all day. So this is, again, all the inside jokes, Juice, is that, you know, Omar Kelly We're shouting you out, Omar. Omar was like, where's Hunter Long? Where's Hunter Long? They could have had this running back. They could have. Is he going to play? Are they going to put? And so finally he goes in the game. They march right down the field. They score a touchdown. He comes in the game again late, and he's on the play and direct snap to Myles Gaskin. Big hole there. And we talked about in basketball, we don't even know how they do the whole plus-minus rating.
Right.
But when Hunter Long was on the field today, this darn offense was balling.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Scoring touchdowns, putting points on the board. Hunter Long, talk about these draft classes coming of age. You saw it in this game as well. With Hunter Long getting some action. Liam Eichenberg out there as well. Throw some love to him because everyone in this game really played their butts off. And I can't wait to watch the All-22 tomorrow and give you guys a podcast on Tuesday looking at the All-22, this Dolphins offense and defense and special teams. With the best complimentary victory of the entire season. So that was your – go ahead.
I just said we haven't mentioned Xavier Howard's name all day today. The guy, he had another pick. I mean, Xavier Howard is as good as it gets.
We used to that, right?
By the way, he jumps over T-Buck in career interceptions as a Dolphin. Actually, he went after all our fish tank guests. He jumped over Lewis Oliver, William Judson, and T-Buck today to get his – I think it might even be his 25th interception for number 25. I just how do we go this deep into the thing? We didn't even have to mention X yet.
It tells you he does it every week.
Exactly.
When you do it every week. You don't even talk about it, but so does Walt.
But he didn't have to carry everybody on his back today, which was – I'm sure he's loving it. I'm sure he's absolutely – I got my pick. Nobody beat me over the top.
He's happy as can be.
And we got some, and we got
I had
some help.
And I had a Dolphins defense on my fantasy team.
Hey,
save that today. For like the third hour. You guys can call in or something.
Seth, you'll
football.
Love this. I had 12 names on my list here for possible game balls that I was going to circle back to. So he was on that list, so I was going to get to him eventually. We just haven't got to it quite yet.
Right.
So
okay. Am I hijacking you again?
X-Man is the man, bro. I mean, bottom line, man. It's like, and you know, and honestly, are we up against the break, Travis?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get out. We'll come back, Juice.
We'll talk about that. We got to give X some love. Man.
Vintage X pick right there. The Lexus Drive of the Game is brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers who encourage you to see, hear, feel, and experience amazing, just like this Dolphins victory out there. Also, get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Again, the final score from Hard Rock Stadium, 33-10. Miami takes it again. You're listening to the Fifth Quarter Postgame Show on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches. Give your game day menu the perfect kick of spice with Old El Paso. Try recipes the whole team will love, like slow cooker cheesy chicken, enchilada bean dip, air fryer beef taquitos, or carnitas mini taco bowls. Which one sounds the best, Steph? All of them, exactly.
All of the above.
Visit oldelpaso.com.
Game
for these
ball recipes. To Old El Paso from Steph.
Damn.
And more game day favorites, Old El Paso taco together. You guys ready for the speed round here? Let's go ahead and get some music going. Let's get to your Week 12 NFL score. It started off on Thanksgiving in Detroit. A bit of a stinker, but the Bears pulled out 16-14 over at McDuffie Manor. We watched the Raiders and Cowboys in a great game. Thanks for inviting us over once again.
You got a big dog. You and the fam.
And the fam. Look at that. Love it. Raiders take it in overtime, 36-33. The Bills trounce the Saints to finish off Thursday night's action, 31-6 in that game. Speaking of trouncings, the Bengals exercising their demons with a sweep of the Steelers this year, 41-10 over Pittsburgh. The Bucks in a thriller, 38-31 over the Indianapolis Colts, one of the hottest teams in the National Football League. The Patriots stay hot as well with a 36-13 win over the Titans, who are down many players on that offense. The Giants 13, the Eagles 7, a low-scoring affair there. The Dolphins will see the Giants next week here at Hard Rock Stadium. The Falcons get their fifth win over the Jacksonville Jaguars, 24-21, and the Jets get back on the winning side of things, 21-14 over the Houston Texans. Currently in action, the Chargers are down 7-14 at the Broncos. That's a big game for Dolphins fans to keep an eye on. The Packers 20, the Rams 10 at Lambeau Field, and the Vikings up 14-7 over the Niners. Also a game the Dolphins fans should be checking in on. And then tonight, the Browns and Ravens. I'm excited for that one, guys. It's a great contest, a great matchup there. And then tomorrow night, Monday Night Football, the battle of the two Washingtons, Seattle and the Washington football team. I had a buddy back in the day who thought Washington actually was in Washington State, and that was his favorite team. He was young. He was very young. So we'll give him a break for that. But those are your out-of-town scores for the Week 12 action. Again, Miami has a four-game winning streak in Juice. We talked about this, laughed about it at the end of the last segment. Man, that pick by Xavier Howard, we don't even talk about it because we just expect it. That is vintage X, where he gets under the receiver, runs the route for him, wins at the line of scrimmage, wins at the top of the stem, wins at the catch point, undercuts that thing, has his third pick of the year.
The hell are quarterbacks thinking, bro?
Why would you
leave him alone, man? That honestly was a predetermined pass, because there's no way that guy was anywhere close to open when you got X on him, man. And you know, it's funny, and Seth said it, and we're almost done with the show, and we're just now talking about Xavier Howard, man. And he's one of the – he is –
one of the best, if not the best, corner in the game right now. I'm going to tell you that right now. And it's so much fun to watch him out there. And we talked about this before. It was so nice to be in New York last week because we could see the game from, you know, the whole game, you know, and we could talk about it afterwards. When you're out here now at home and we're out there watching the game, you could see the coverage and the glue and how the attention to detail that X has with his guys. And there's no separation. There's zero separation. Guys make great catches on him. They don't make – there's no wide-open receivers when it goes to X, you know. And so for him to go out there and get another pick, only his third of the season, but honestly, how many opportunities do you get?
Well, not only that, right, there's the picks, but we forget that he gets a strip, a forced fumble, picks it up, runs back for a touchdown, and the fumble again, you know, really to seal the victory against New England. So, yeah, only three picks. We say only because he had 10 last year.
Well, I say only plays. Because the opportunities aren't there anymore.
Right, they're not, 100%.
That's more what I'm saying because the opportunities are not there for X to make those picks because he's that special, man. But he does so many other things. He literally is 10 on 10. He really
Leave
is 10 on
X
10.
X alone.
10 on 10. 10 on 10.
You know, Sam Madison reference right there. You know, so, I mean, and then the other guys, you know, they know that's going to happen. For us to be able to still do some of the things that we enjoy doing, you know, as a defense, because you got X and you got Byron out there, it's special. You know, without Brandon Jones today, and we were still able to go zero every once in a while, you know, Javon had another solid game as a rook. You know, we're still able to do some things, and that just tells you that they're doing some of the right things in practice, getting guys developed, getting guys ready to play. And when it comes to X, man, go the other way. Go the other way. I mean, I'm just – you know, a little bit of advice to the Giants, to the Jets, to the Saints.
I say keep throwing it to them, actually. Yeah. You're talking
I'm just
guys.
Trying to tell them, man, but I'm just saying, go the other way, man, because X is getting ready for you. He's ready for you.
There's no doubt.
I'm glad you mentioned Brandon Jones' absence because – and then Javon Holland in that same role. I mean, he's basically the quarterback of the defense right now. He's the one barking out the signals, getting guys moved around. He's coming down off that strong side C-gap and then flipping out into the middle of the field and playing 20 yards off the football. He gets another pick today where he basically – you know, you talk about X, go away from him. Go away from Javon Holland, too, because he's starting to get in that territory as well.
He's a ball hawk. It's hard. It's hard to go away from him, boy.
And you go back to a comment that X made last week. He said when the ball's in the air, it's either mine or his.
He wasn't lying.
He's not. And if X is talking that way, man, that's high praise for that kid. So that's great to hear. That's great to see. And then I want to finish up with this point here about – we got a few more guys I want to talk about here. But we talked about special teams, and I think you talked about Pilardi a little bit in the opening maybe. The punter got into the opening second there.
Was it in the opening?
Might have been number two, but it was early. 4 points.
It was in the opening.
Four punts, rather, all of them inside the 20-yard line. I think three of those were inside the 10. I know for sure two of them were, but he had a great day kicking the football.
Two weeks in a row.
He's coming on. Jason Sanders misses his first extra point in 69 tries. That was
70 tries. He made 69 in a row.
Nice. So that was not a great departure there from his norm, but that streak is over. It was the longest in the National Football League, but he does add two field goals to his resume as well, in addition to the block punt, all the punt returns this Dolphins team had as well. So special teams, defense, offense, you guys know that they killed it the entire day. Seth, did we ever get a number on total QB hits? Did we find that out yet? I know you talked about Phillips having, I think, a four of them or something.
I didn't. Well, Phillips did finish with four. Van Ginkle finished with four.
Yeah.
I mean, they, you know, there's going to be an ice tub for Carolina.
Well, you know, guys, I'm not going to let you guys just gloss over part of what I love is special teams when it came to Pilardi, man, because we've been killing Pilardi. He's had a rough time with us on this show. So don't just let the four inside the 20 just go by us right there. Every punt was inside the 20, Big Seth, and you don't appreciate that? You know,
I talked about him in the first hour, too. What are you talking about? 2 weeks in a row.
I can't tell, Big Seth.
I was going to give him a game ball last week.
I can't tell, Big Seth. But I also want to say that part of that, though, is because the defense and the offense moved the ball enough to give us that opportunity to hang it up in the air. I don't think he had one where he had to do the normal punt. I think everything was the end-over-end punt.
Yeah.
Because he
wasn't
so deep.
Punting out of his own 10-yard line.
Exactly right.
Trying to put his feet right there at the end on the white there in the end zone. He didn't have to do that.
So he did a great job. So bottom line is complimentary football is give Pilardi an opportunity to pin them down and then make them go, you know, 85, 90 yards.
He did a great job of that.
Couldn't do it. Could not do it. And most teams cannot do that.
No, especially not when they're looking at those guys you were just talking about.
Damn right.
We've talked about so many of these young guys in this team and just the team in general. I mean, how about some of the veterans that I thought had big games today? Emmanuel Ogba came into this game with the most passes batted at the line of scrimmage among all defensive linemen. He gets another one for his seventh straight game with a batted pass. Another Seth Levitt stat right there.
No. I got that right off the television.
Well, okay. How smart is that, though? Honestly, man, if you're not getting there, what else are you going to do? If you're not getting there, Travis, get your damn hands up, man. You know, and block some of these passing lanes, because most of these quarterbacks are throwing through lanes, throwing through windows, throwing through alleys. I even saw Van Ginkle got one.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
For a pick, too.
Exactly right. If you're not getting there, get your damn hands up, and that's smart football right there. Because Cam's a guy that can throw over people. Well, we got to throw through windows with our quarterbacks. Cam's so big, he can throw over guys. But if you're not getting there, get your hands up, man, and our guys are doing a great job of that.
Intelligence and a pterodactyl wingspan goes a long way.
Pterodactyl wingspan. I just love that, you know, the Carolina finally makes the change of quarterback. Walker gets in there. He's ready.
How great.
And then just gets a full. Oh, man.
How great was Kimjemi all game? They got to get him out of there.
Just his numbers just imprinted on his jersey now after the first play.
Is it 19, though? Thanks. Is it backwards? Yeah. Is it backwards?
That's right.
I can totally read Voight backwards in your forehead.
That's exactly.
Some other guys I had, I thought, big games. Zach Sealer. Seth loves watching him play because every time he's on the damn field, he makes a play.
He's a grinder,
top
man.
Five
he's so good.
Among interior
defensive linemen.
Is he wearing
a trucker hat afterwards? He definitely has a trucker hat.
Got to have those guys on the team, don't you?
He's extracting the alligator in my pond by my house right now. That's probably what he's doing. But he's top five in the NFL among his position mates, interior defensive linemen, and run-stop efficiency. So is Christian Wilkins with a sack today. Guys, I thought Landon Roberts had his best game of the season today. He was scraping off some of those stacked up, you know, run plays and coming around in the passing game, and he made some tackles on catches down the field. He made some big plays, had a big third down stop as well. I thought Eric Rowe tackled very well today in his kind of expanded role in the absence of Brandon Jones. And then Nick Needham had a pick as well that was, you know, kind of capped off that game. So, Juice, anyone else on this losing out?
There? Travis, I think you hit it on the head right there. Defense in general, man. We've been talking about this from day one all the way up to day whatever it is right now, you know, and, 12 games into the season, we've been waiting for our defense to be the defense, and they've been that the last few weeks. And today was a culmination of what we've been talking about. Everybody on the defense did what they were supposed to do. They really did. They went out there and they balled out, man. I mean, you're looking at, what, 5 sacks we had today, you know, 7 tackles for losses, you know, 3 interceptions. That's what we expect from this defense right here. You know, we expect them to make plays and give us short fields and give us opportunities. If we don't get in the end zones on offense, to give us a field goal opportunity or to pin a defense back deep. And that's what these guys have been doing, man. And it's like, I mean, finally we're seeing all these guys come around and do what we expected this defense to do. This defense has been, you know, they were ordinary at the beginning. The last few weeks, they've been pretty extraordinary. And I love the fact that the guys that we count on to make big plays have been out there making big plays. And, you know, and it's not just one guy. Every week is
–
there are a few times. I mean, we got a few consistent guys. We got a few guys. You know, X, like we talked about, Christian Wilkins every single week. Devon Hollins every single week. But then you got and now Jalen Phillips consistent every single week. All these guys are becoming consistent. When you become a consistent, solid defense making plays, I mean, that's what do teams do? You can't run it against us. You can't throw it against us. Our offense, is all they got to do is just maintain and not make a lot of mistakes. We're going to win a lot of football games that way, man. So this defense, we talk a lot about offense, and I'm an offensive guy. You know, we've got offensive guys pretty much have been the player of the game, and, you know, Sean Wooden got upset about it. But now we understand, honestly, that our defense, what we said from the beginning, where our bread was buttered, is starting to do what we expect them to do. And when you're doing what you're supposed to do, you don't get talked about as much because it's just the way it's supposed to be.
Do your job.
So we got it exactly right.
Seth has to carry the water for the defense because you're going to give it to a receiver every week. I'm going to give it to two every week no matter how he plays, so he has to kind of pick up the slack there. And I'm going to have this for you guys on drive time
this
week.
I got to go to work too, guys.
Yeah, you know, too. But, you know, to Juice's point, over the last 4 weeks, I don't have the exact numbers. Like I said, I'll get it for you on drive time this week. But points per game, takeaways per game, and third down defense these last 4 weeks have all been better than what last year was cumulatively. So they're – they did what we thought they were going to do. They proved.
Giving up 11.5 per game in the last 4 weeks.
Hard to lose.
That gives you a chance.
I think it did drop because we were at 12. Where were we at? Yeah, giving up 10 today goes down to 11.5 total.
11.5. Oh, I love it. In the last 4 weeks.
Takeaways pick up, the sacks pick up, third down defense. It's great to see. We got one more segment to come your way. We're going to take a look at what's ahead. But for now, get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Again, the final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 33, Panthers 10. You're listening to the fifth quarter postgame show on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches. From the electricity in the stadium to the highlight reel plays, there's nothing quite like Dolphins football. And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official marketplace of the NFL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats for any budget. Get off the couch and into the stands. Grab your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Dolphins. And guys, 4 weeks ago, if I talked about the idea of trap games, you would have said, Travis, get the hell out of here because this is like trap games.
Travis, don't get into it with the trap games. Don't do – Juice, I'm having flashbacks as soon as I hear that. I'm sorry. I was over here trying to check Twitter, but he just said the word trap games. I just see Dave hanging lobster traps from the board there in the locker room, and please don't start getting into trap games. We lost 7 straight games.
That's right.
We can't have – there are no trap games. You're fighting for your life right now. How could there be a trap game?
So, I mean, Seth, Big Seth, there's always a couple trap games no matter what, man. People still listen and watch social media, whatever it is, bro. There are still trap games out there.
Do you think that Brian Flores – you lost 7 in
trap,
a row.
You're not going to trap Brian Flores, but it's hard for it not to get in with players, man. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
So is he going to go hang the lobster trap now? Is that what's going to happen here?
Because
if that happens, I'm going to sneak my way into there, break every COVID protocol, and take that thing out. I don't want to hear about a trap game when you lost 7 in a row.
Seth, don't do that. We want you to come back for the next show.
That's not flu. We don't want you eliminated, Big Seth. You know what I mean? You want your credentials, like, taken away from you, Big Seth?
No, but I think if they listen and reason with me here, nobody wants to hear about a trap game right now.
Bro, we've had opportunities. You think about it, man. You know, we had Houston looking into – you get into the Ravens game, that could have been a trap game.
I will agree with Seth on that one because you're 1-7. There's no such thing as a trap game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're fighting for
you
a
know
win.
What? It's so funny, man, because Travis just set me up for failure.
He
Big
did,
Seth,
and then he flipped on you.
He was like, go ahead, you guys get in. And all of a sudden, he's interjecting
did.
Into
well,
me.
Well, I do want to get to your point here because.
No, I'm done.
I think
are we
just
done
saw
yet?
The light.
Are we done? Cut my mic off.
There's no trap games. Every game matters. They're playing the Giants, and we're, you know, we got 4 in a row. We need to make it 5.
Yeah, honestly, it is. It's going. It really is. One game at a time.
Must win.
Thank
no, you.
You
know, there's no trap game. We know how there have been games
trap
before
games.
That this team should have won and they felt they should have won and they did not. So if any of those guys in that locker room feel like, oh, it's an easy, it's a cakewalk, whatever, they know that. You know, let's go to London in the Jacksonville game. Let's look at some other games we
Thank
play
you.
That we have
more. No
so there's
games.
No way in the world they're going to treat – there's no trap games when it comes to – for one, the NFL, especially when it comes to this team because, you know, big game after big game after big game and – Literally, you have to go 1-0 every single week.
Let me put it to you like this. So, like, I consume a lot of football content, podcast shows, articles, whatever the case may be. And
it's rotting your brain.
For one, maybe. For one, I am looking forward to this week because we're going to finally hopefully get some, like, it's been like, well, the Dolphins won, but whatever. And they'll pass it off. This week, you can't argue because they were dominant in all three phases. But if you look at those shows, those talking heads, whatever, and those don't matter, but it's still fun for the fans to get that positive talk. Right. If you look at this last stretch of games, everyone said, well, they got to beat the Panthers because then it's the Giants. And then the Bay, then the Jets, and those are two pretty bad football teams right now. Still got to come out and beat them, though, Juice. And how do you do that? How do you keep yourself in that frame of mind where it's like, I don't care that we just beat a good football team by a lot. You got to come back and do it again against an inferior team.
Yeah, I think no matter what, I think we have – we are starting to read our own press clippings, but I think at the same time, though, we know what we do well. We talked about the offense finally getting an identity. We talk about trying to make big plays downfield. That might not be what we're trying to do anymore, you know. The dink and dunk is not necessarily dink and dunk. It's like run plays that are extended with pass plays and, you know, the RPOs and things like that. We're finding things that are really comfortable with what our personnel is and what our quarterback is comfortable doing. And I think Tua is really, really good about not making a big mistake, knock on wood, just, you know, and getting the ball in the guys in the right hand and firing some nice little fastballs in there when he needs to. And then relying on our defense to give us field position, turnovers, things like that. Special teams to give us field position. I think a lot of these guys right now,
know their roles. And the biggest thing about a team that wants to be successful is every single player knowing their role and doing their job. If they all do their job, we're successful. And I think they realize, like, all right, I wanted to be this guy. This is my role. And they're starting to be very specific in what they're doing in their roles. And it's so much fun to see it, like, kind of morph now to what we wanted it to be. We wanted to be home run hitters left and right. Why aren't we going deep? Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing that? Well, that's not what we are right now. And it might change, you know, later this year or even next year. But for now, what we're doing is working. Have you ever tried to fix something that wasn't broken? Right now, everything is kind of working right now. So stay the course.
You do it with a lobster trap.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
What a callback.
So stay the course. You know what I mean? Get the ball to guys. You know, look at this. Think about this. We got some guys that offensively that could be big guys next week that weren't big guys this week. Always, Waddle's going to be a main factor. Gaston's going to be a main factor. Who knows what Lindsey's going to bring with another week in this offense. You know what I mean? We get Gesicki involved. We're trending the right way.
What about Parker and Fuller?
I don't. You know what?
Keep it moving.
I want to just talk about the guys. I can only talk about the guys.
Only talk about the guys who are on the field.
I can't. That's the only guys I can talk about.
Well, it's the Giants next week, and they've got a new offensive coordinator. They scored 13 points with him today. I don't even know who it is. They fired Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones averages something like 1.5 giveaways in his career per game. So this Dolphins defense, it's hot.
Well, good
right
luck.
Now.
Good luck against us coming at you, because we're coming at you.
I can't wait to see it. And then it's the bye week, and again, maybe get some guys back. It's a good late bye week. It's the one advantage of having the bye week this late in the season. Maybe get some guys back. And then it's Jets, Saints.
What happened to my boy Mac Hollins today? I didn't even get a chance
to
save.
He's out. Hey, that's we got to save that. We're too short on time. I was going to ask you though, Juice. Giants, bye, Jets, Saints. With Saints, who don't have a quarterback right now, the Titans, who have all their offensive weapons, are out of the lineup right now. Tell me we can't go 9-7 into the Patriots to end the season. What are we doing right now?
Can we just play the Giants?
Seth.
Travis, take a deep breath. Slow down. Enjoy this. Let it marinate and focus on the Giants, man.
This week on Drive Time, we're going to have the All-22 review. We'll preview the Giants. Seth, what's coming up on the fish tank? Real quick, we have a minute.
Dwight Hollier is coming up on the fish tank, and Dwight is a class act. He's a guy that every person who ever played with respected Dwight Hollier. But what really was special, and it happens in the latter part of this show, Juice, is this a real important conversation about mental health, especially mental health in the field of athletics. That's what Dwight does for a living now at the University of North Carolina, and it's a phenomenal episode, and I can't wait to get it posted.
So good.
I can't wait to check that out. That's right up my alley, as you guys know. But that's our show today, guys. Check out the Fish Tank podcast, the Drive Time podcast, 5 days a week on Drive Time, the Fish Tank every single Tuesday. Dwight Hollier coming up this Tuesday on the tank. Thanks to our executive producer and booth producer, Alejandro Solana, our studio producers, Robert Griepert and Matthew Wilson, our radio booth engineer was Stephen J. Gray, our post-game engineer was Steph the Specialist. Steph, what's up, baby?
Yeah.
For O.J. McDuffie and Seth Levitt, I am Travis Wingfield. The final score of today's game, 33-10. Dolphins have a four-game winning streak. Dolphins football is going to be back on the air next Sunday. They'll be back here at Hard Rock Stadium to take on the New York Giants. Kickoff 1 p.m., and our network broadcast will begin at 11 a.m. This has been the Miami Dolphins post-game show on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.